President Obama used the 4th of July holiday to swear in some new U.S. citizens. The president stood beside more than two dozen immigrants, including some members of the U.S. military, who took the pledge at a White House ceremony today. Obama said welcoming immigrants to America's shores is central to our way of life and part of our DNA, but that America's policies toward immigrants need to be retooled.
If we want to keep attracting the best and the brightest from beyond our shores, we're going to have to fix our immigration system, which is broken, and pass common sense immigration reform. We shouldn't be making it harder for the best and the brightest to come here and create jobs here and grow our economy here. We should be making it easier.
The president's comments come at a time when tens of thousands of kids from Central America have been streaming across the U.S.-Mexico border. It's not the first time the U.S. has seen a wave of Central American migrants running from violence. Susan Cruz was just 8 years old when she and her mother left El Salvador for the U.S. It was 1978, and the first rumblings of El Salvador's civil war had just begun. Cruz's mother had been working with a fledgling rebel movement. Salvadoran authorities arrested her and expelled her from the country. She and her young daughter made their way to Los Angeles. As part of our First Days series, Susan Cruz looks back on her initial memories of America.
When we arrived in Los Angeles, we literally just had one piece of luggage each, my mother and I. And we landed, and all I remember was looking at my mother's face for a sense of understanding what was going on. I remember my mother having a very distraught look on her face, and it felt like there was something very unexpected about to come, and naturally that made me anxious as well, not knowing what was going to happen next. Even though I had grown up in El Salvador looking at the newspapers that arrived to our home every day, there would be full-blown color photographs of dead bodies. There would be pictures inside the newspaper where someone's head was placed on top of a stick on the side of the road. While it did seem scary, it just seemed that that's just the way things were. I remember that even before we arrived, the big thing in the movies was Saturday Night Fever. So I remember those songs very well, and it's interesting now. When you think of a song like Staying Alive by the Bee Gees that came out in Saturday Night Fever, really, we left our country to stay alive. I think in the very beginning, my mom and I held to each other as best as we could, although considering my mother, you know, had been tortured while she had been detained, and I didn't understand her emotional distancing sometimes. There was a time where I often wondered, you know, what could I do to make it better? Whenever she would cry at night, or if she received news from El Salvador and it was about the death of a family member. A lot of our family was killed during the war. And I didn't understand things like survivor's guilt and how my mother was probably feeling that. So I think in the beginning as a child, I really tried very hard to just stick as close by and just have my presence there. And also because I needed her. I was a child. I depended on her. I had nobody else. I think the most important thing as a child was not being able to understand the language. There was this one incident where we were playing Foursquare, and I had never played Foursquare. So all these kids are yelling at me and pointing to me to stand in the square. So I stand in the square. They pass me the ball. I hold on to the ball. I don't know what I'm supposed to do with it. The kids are yelling at me. I don't understand them. And this girl just comes up and punches me right in the nose. And as I see blood now in my hand coming out of my nose, I react and I fight back. So the two of us get sent to the principal's office. And at the principal's office, I cannot explain to the principal, who doesn't speak Spanish, and I can't speak English. The result of that was that I was suspended, sent home, and of course got punished by my mom the way that kids get punished in El Salvador with a belt. And so I quickly realized, wow, I really need to learn English quickly. Otherwise, this is just going to be a problem that I'm going to face every day. And one of our very few recreational activities, you know, that we did have, we would go to this movie theater on Vermont Avenue in Santa Monica. It's an old movie theater called the Campus Theater. And they would show movies for very low cost, particularly the matinees. But it was interesting because they would also show Mexican movies.
Perdón, pero yo no estoy para mañanitas.
And for me, that was something that was like an oasis in the middle of all this culture clash and a feeling of isolation. We would go to the campus theater and we would see these Mexican movies with Pedro Infante. And they were in Spanish, so I could understand. Albeit some of them were very inappropriate, in my opinion, now for children. But the fact that they spoke Spanish and that I could identify with that made me realize that I wasn't all alone. There was also, at that time, Grease had just come out. We take the pressure and we throw away. Conventionality belongs to yesterday. And in my attempt to try to cheer up my mother, I convinced her to dress up like Olivia Newton-John. And I would try, you know, to mimic the song, you know, the last song that they play in the movie. Meditate my direction, feel your way. Wow! And my mother's older sister, she was dating this man who had a brother living in Los Angeles. When the brother met my mother, he was very impressed by her, and he would go look for her, try to ask her out. He even bought me a skateboard. It was my first, skateboard. I think he was trying really hard to impress my mother, but my mother was someplace else emotionally and psychologically. And as crazy as it sounds, I remember seeing Grease, and in my 8-year-old self, I thought I was going to play matchmaker. So I was trying to convince my mom to dress up like Olivia Newton-John. She complied to some degree. She wore the black blouse and the black pants. And, you know, she tried to do her hair and some makeup. And I thought, you know, that would make her feel better, that it would also help her try, you know, to connect with other people, and that perhaps what I couldn't do to help her, perhaps somebody else could. By the way, it did work to some degree, because she ended up marrying him and they ended up having a child, my younger brother. Amorcito corazón, yo tengo
tentación de un beso. Music was a lifeline for Susan Cruz when she arrived in the U.S. So for all you new Americans out there, what got you through your first days here? Let us know. Visit PRI.org/firstdays. You can also join the conversation on Twitter. Just use the hashtag firstdays. Our theme music was composed by Eric Goldberg. From the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston, I'm Carol Hills. Have a great holiday.